Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Brittany Griner is back in the U.S. Early this morning, she stepped off a plane that landed in Texas at Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland. The AP's Jennifer King.
AP videographers shooting from a distance could see the stairwell was down and people moving back and forth as plane personnel unloaded baggage and brought it into a hangar.
The prisoner exchange with Russia that brought Brittany Griner home left behind another American, Paul Whelan, who's been jailed for nearly 4 years on what the U.S. says are phony charges.
The Biden administration says it made every possible offer to free Paul Whelan, and Moscow refused. There was only one move.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home.
The choice was one or none.
And we brought one home today.
It's a great day to have an American freed.
Brother David Whelan says his family thinks President Biden made the right call with the deal to free Griner and appreciates that the White House gave a heads up.
It allowed us to process the news, the disappointment, and really the devastation.
Paul Whelan serving a 16-year sentence on spying charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's not charity, says Ukraine's finance minister. Western nations that are helping Ukraine financially as it battles Russia are actually helping to protect themselves in the fight to defend democracy. Serhiy Marchenko says it's not charity to support Ukraine. We are trying to protect freedom and democracy, he says, of all the civilized world. In China, more COVID cases are being reported by social media after Beijing loosened antivirus rules. President Biden's got the bill protecting same-sex and interracial marriages. He got it from Congress. The House passed it yesterday. The president has said he will promptly sign it. This is AP News. College students in California are worrying about a strike by workers there.
Students attending the University of California are concerned that a month-long strike by academic workers will delay their futures. The strike at 10 campuses is the nation's largest involving higher education. Some 48,000 student employees walked off the job November 14th, demanding higher wages and better benefits. Last week, university officials agreed to a 29% pay hike for postdoctoral employees and academic researchers, but they refused to return to work until a deal is also reached for the 36,000 grad student teaching assistants, tutors, and researchers who are bargaining separately. Many University of California students fear that the strike will extend well into next year, disrupting their plans to apply to degree programs. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. WNBA star Brittany Griner's 10-month drug charge imprisonment in Russia is over. She was freed in exchange for the U.S. releasing notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert has praise for the Biden administration and league-wide support.
This came down to the leadership of our government and our State Department, and they got this done, and I'm so grateful to them, but it was helpful to have all of those players behind her.
In basketball news on the court, Jamal Murray drained a three-pointer with 0.2 seconds remaining as the Nuggets defeated Portland 121-120. In Miami, Bam Adebayo logged 31 points and 10 boards and said an aggressive approach enabled the Heat to beat the Clippers 115-110.
Fourth quarter, sometimes people get complacent and want to, you know, stop attacking so they can keep the lead, but I feel like we did a great job of trying to, you know, take what the defense gave us, and then just kept shots was going in for us.
Pro football Baker Mayfield made his first start as a Ram and provided an immediate boost in a 17-16 win over the Raiders. Dave Ferry reports.
Las Vegas led 16-10 until Mayfield threw a 23-yard scoring pass to Van Jefferson with 10 seconds remaining, capping a 98-yard drive. He led two scoring drives in the fourth quarter, 2 days after being claimed off waivers from the Panthers.
Baseball, the Mets hung on to their leadoff hitter when they signed free agent outfielder Brandon Nimmo. His deal, 8 years, $162 million. Hockey goalie Brian Elliott made the best of a rare start as the Lightning defeated the Predators 5-2.
Sometimes it's few and far between when I can get in there, and I want to, you know, do everything I can for the guys and give us a chance. And, you know, it's definitely good, and, you know, I want to keep that going.
In other action, the Leafs blanked the Kings 5-0. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The House has approved a bill protecting same-sex marriages. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
An historic step forward in Democrats' fight to defend the dignity and equality of every American.
States will now have to recognize same-sex marriages and interracial unions. In one of her final leadership acts before stepping aside, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi presided over the 258-169 vote. Gay lawmakers like Wisconsin's Mark Pocan said he and his husband should have the same rights as any other married couple.
Regardless of if your spouse is named Samuel or Samantha.
40 Republicans voted for the bill, but most were against it, like Virginia's Bob Good.
God's perfect design is indeed marriage between one man and one woman for life.
The vote's a relief for couples worried the Supreme Court might overturn its 2015 decision that legalized those marriages. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Putting an end to a coronavirus vaccine mandate for the military is included in a bill that has passed in the House. WNBA star Brittany Griner is free. She was in prison in Russia on drug charges and was released in exchange for the U.S. release of a Russian arms dealer. The U.S. has also been trying to work out the release of American Paul Whelan, accused of espionage. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was asked why Griner was released and not Whelan.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home. The choice was one or none.
Whelan has been in jail in Russia for nearly 4 years.
The basketball world is celebrating Brittany Griner's release from Russia.
I am elated, like the highest level of it. I'm emotional.
South Carolina basketball coach Dawn Staley says she didn't cry during the nearly 300 days Griner was held. She did today.
My heart is full.
Knowing Griner is returning home. Whether she'll return to the basketball court where she's one of the all-time greats is unclear.
We want her back in her happy place. So I hope that Brittany, you know, laces them up.
Staley says the tight-knit women's basketball world will back her either way. For now, Staley's just ready to stop her frequent social media mentions of Griner's wrongful detention.
Happily.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Saying it would suppress competition, the Federal Trade Commission is suing to block Microsoft's planned $69 billion takeover of video game company Activision Blizzard. A federal appeals court panel says New York can continue enforcing a new state law banning guns from sensitive places like parks and theaters. This is AP News. German officials expect more people will be detained in connection with a plot to overthrow the government.
Police searched the house of a Berlin judge, who was one of dozens of people rounded up after a plot by the so-called Reich Citizens Movement was uncovered. The movement rejects Germany's post-war constitution and the legitimacy of the government. Authorities expect a second wave of people being detained as they review evidence. Germany's Interior Minister Nancy Faeser said in a briefing the plot is just the tip of the iceberg. The investigations provide a glimpse into the abyss of a terrorist threat from the Reichssitzens milieu. The head of Germany's Federal Criminal Police said officers found weapons in 50 of the 150 locations that they searched around the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan are slamming the British tabloids in a new Netflix series about their estrangement from the royal family.
Netflix has released the first three episodes of its new series, Harry and Meghan. The documentary includes video diaries recorded by Prince Harry and his wife Meghan. They talk about how they met and why they walked away from royal life and moved to Southern California almost 3 years ago. Two trailers of the series hint at racism and a war against Meghan.
There's a hierarchy of the family. You know, there's leaking, but there's also planting of stories.
Three more episodes will be released December 15th. I'm Donna Warner.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Federal health regulators have approved the latest version of the COVID-19 vaccination for use in the very youngest of children. The Food and Drug Administration has okayed the updated version of the COVID shot for children under the age of 5, even as young as 6 months old. These Omicron-targeted booster shots are made by Moderna and Pfizer, already cleared for older kids. Only 3% of tots under the age of 2 have gotten any doses so far. So first they have to get the older version, and then their third shot can be this new formulation. The FDA's vaccine chief says vaccinations are the best defense, especially during this time when pediatric wards are filled with children suffering from the flu and the RSV virus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Singer Celine Dion has revealed she has a rare neurological disorder that is affecting her ability to walk and sing. I'm Archie Zaralletta with the latest. Celine Dion says in an Instagram video she cannot sing the way she used to because she has been dealing with spasms that affect her everyday life. Dion says she has been diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. She's been working with a team of doctors to build back her strength, but Dion admits it's a struggle. She says she has no choice but to postpone or cancel dates on her Courage tour, which was supposed to restart in February in Europe after several delays.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.